Our Philosophers, or A Note About Inheriting Their Wisdom and Culture. You have a great family in time. They are the philosophers who wrote their thoughts down with you in mind. If you spend enough time listening to their books, you will inherit the tools that they used in their great adventures. Not only will you discover the wisdom of philosophers, but also that it is your inheritance. Their wisdom belongs to you. And to really understand a philosopher, you don't really study the book harder, but you get to know what they are like as a person. Just exactly the same way that you get to know adults when you were little, by asking, who would I need to be to act, to speak, to write like that? Philosophers are very delicate people, and survivors at the same time. Their suffering is no match for the vastness of their content of character, the greatness of their heart and soul. When you get to know a philosopher, a being who cared about you enough to share with you what she or he has learned, to spare you the worst of it, you will discover a friendship. That is what their books really are, an invitation to a friendship in time. To truly inherit from the works of philosophers, you must first use your heart. Memorizing facts belongs in school. Those meat processing plants of ineffective education that put everyone in debt. It means nothing of consequence here. You have to know the context of a philosopher's life and all their different epochs as they grow. What they wrote in their 20s is very different from what they wrote in their 70s. To fully get at the treasures in all the philosophy books, you must get to know the author. The same way you know your neighbor, you have to see them as a human being, as vulnerable, as worried, as thriving, and as vast as the impression that they have left on humanity. And when you do try to get to know a great being, you cannot help but to enter their culture. Your book friends, your philosophers, will bring you entire lifetimes of wisdom, and then hoist you up into their own culture of greatness. Here you will comprehend the road ahead of you, not just understand it. Reject fake education and self-educate by dancing between your noblest curiosities that will put what you learn into real-world context. And unlike a textbook, have you revisit time and again as your curiosities grab you by the button in eternal returns. Go to your library. Find narrated book summaries first. And listen to the great many stories of the lives of our philosophers. So that once you are ready to hear the works of a philosopher, you are familiar with the world and epoch they live in. Finally, real education is an extremely pleasant experience. It is about answering the questions selected by your unique curiosities. It is an extension of you. It couldn't be more you. And once you find enough answers about life, the universe, our inventions, it will all settle on a magnificent, integrated, contradiction-free plateau, upon which your own wisdom, on its way to greatness, will begin to sprout.